Now, we'll turn from tactics to actual issues. And one thing both candidates agree on, the education system, particularly No Child Left Behind, is broken. The question is how to fix it. In a moment, we'll talk with both campaigns. First, though, a look at the lessons of No Child Left Behind through the eyes of one teacher and one parent.
My name is Mike Licardi, and I live in Boynton Beach, Florida, and my daughter, Amanda, is in eighth grade.
Amanda was hoping to go to Park Vista High School next year. It's an A-rated school, a couple miles from their home. But then came rezoning, and she was reassigned to a failing school. Enter No Child Left Behind. Under the law, if a school goes 2 years without making progress, the district has to give students access to an alternative school. They hope one with a better grade. And how do schools get rated, earn their A's, B's, C's, or D's? By having kids take standardized tests. That's another mandate of No Child Left Behind. So, what does Michael Licardi think about the law?
If these are the results of No Child Left Behind, where we do have options, and if the school board continues to be creative with magnet programs, I am for it, definitely.
And how do you feel about the testing that's happened?
Well, I've got to tell you, with my experience, and my daughter flies through those tests, if you could read and you could do math, and you're going to pass those tests. I don't worry about them.
You don't worry that the teachers are teaching to the test?
I'd rather they didn't spend so much time teaching to the test than teaching to the curriculum in preparation for college.
Now let's turn to teacher Richard Ellenberg. Thanks a lot for being with us as well.
My pleasure.
Now you're in your science lab right now, right?
Yes, I am. My elementary science lab.
At Camelot Elementary School.
That's correct.
In Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We invited you on in part because last year you were Florida's Teacher of the Year.
That's correct.
Tell me about your science lab.
Well, if you walked into my science lab, you'd find it filled with animals, model rockets, a lot of intensive hands-on inquiry learnings taking place.
One of the parts of No Child Left Behind that both candidates have talked about keeping and even enhancing to some extent is the part of holding teachers accountable for how much their students learn.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
The problem, unfortunately, that we find with No Child Left Behind is that so much of the accountability requires tracking to a level in which instruction sometimes takes a back seat.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got to start off by saying that No Child Left Behind has done some wonderful things. We have higher standards, I would say, across the country than ever before. We're able to identify children that are at risk. But when I started teaching 30 years ago, I had a lot of flexibility with my kids. When you look back at your education, you know, do you look back to kindergarten or first grade and say, weren't those tests we took every week just absolutely the most incredible things we ever did? The flavor of education is being lost. And one of the reasons, of course, that people say that our young teachers leave is because of the pressure. But I would maintain that some of it is because of the boredom.
So, Richard Ellenberg, if you could improve No Child Left Behind, what would you tell the two candidates to do?
Well, the first thing I would ask would be, are they willing to fund No Child Left Behind? Because currently, we are mandated to follow the guidelines of No Child Left Behind, but the money isn't there to do that.
Richard Ellenberg was Florida's Teacher of the Year last year, and Michael Licardi lives in Boynton Beach, Florida, with his wife and daughter. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So let's ask the campaigns about teacher Richard Ellenberg's concerns. First up, let's go to Lisa Graham Keegan. She's an education advisor to Senator John McCain. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's start with the numbers. The federal government put nearly $25 billion into No Child Left Behind programs last fiscal year. That's less than $500 a student, and it's far less than the program was designed to deliver. But Senator McCain doesn't want to increase funding?
Well, that's right. And first of all, it's not far less than it was designed to deliver. No Child Left Behind simply says every state has to clearly define academic standards and tell parents and the public whether their schools are getting there.
Well, the cries of teachers and administrators across the country are that there isn't enough money to comply with the mandates of the law.
Andrea, let's be serious here. Effective teaching is happening all over the country, and oftentimes in some new, innovative, exciting public charter schools in urban settings that don't have nearly as much money as these schools that are saying they don't have enough money to be effective.
One of the things that a lot of people agree on, including Mr. Ellenberg, the teacher, and Michael Accardi, the parent that we'd heard from, is that there is too much emphasis on tests. Does Senator McCain see that as a problem?
Effective schools pay very little attention to the tests themselves. They pay a lot of attention to what that test wants kids to know.
So how does John McCain make more schools like the ones you're talking about?
You don't pass a law and all of a sudden people who previously didn't know how to teach math know how to teach math. That's now how it works. You go get great math teachers. And if you don't have great math teachers, you say to somebody, well, it looks like this isn't a great place for you, and you go get somebody else. That is not possible today in American schools because of the kind of bureaucratic collective agreements that we have.
Give me
some
specifics.
Senator McCain does it.
Yeah, specifics.
Okay. Senator McCain has said, look, let's take the money that goes to schools when they are failing right now, No Child Left Behind, and instead of penalizing schools, let's give parents opportunity with that money. Give those parents opportunity to immediately go get tutoring. Another thing Senator McCain has said he wants to do is to take the dollars meant for teacher development, give those dollars directly to the principal and say, look, you create your incentive programs, but base it on student achievement. Don't base it on whether, you know, three teachers think a fourth one is a good teacher. Base it on the data you now have.
Lisa Graham Keegan, she's a top education advisor for Senator John McCain. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Andrea.
Now to the person Senator Obama turns to for advice on education policy, Linda Darling Hammond. She's a professor at Stanford, and she's on the line now. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Senator Obama has said he will fund No Child Left Behind at the levels originally planned for. Right now, we're spending $25 billion a year on it. How much more would an Obama White House put into it?
Well, if you look at the levels that were authorized for No Child Left Behind, there was about an additional $15 billion that was anticipated to meet the goals of the law. So he has pledged not to leave the money behind in implementing and reforming No Child Left Behind.
We just heard, though, that Senator McCain says that more money is not the answer.
Well, first of all, schools aren't funded equally. So across this country, unlike other countries, some schools receive a lot more money than others. And when you're also talking about dramatically reforming schools that have been failing, which typically have been under-resourced schools, you need to be able to put resources in place to be sure they have high-quality teachers, the materials they need, the leadership they need to, in fact, create a whole system full of good options.
Another question is, though, that we're in the middle of an economic crisis. Are some of these pieces of Obama's education plan going to have to wait?
We lose $300 billion a year in this country in taxes and revenues and incarceration costs because of dropouts. The $30 billion that Obama would invest in education, all of those investments are known to have very high payoffs for society in terms of more employability, higher wages, less dropouts, fewer special education problems. So we have to think about these as investments, and I think that's how the senator looks at education.
We heard from both of our guests that they're both concerned with the amount of testing and the kind of testing that's going on.
Well, Senator Obama's also concerned about the kind of testing that's going on. We shouldn't be spending all our time having kids bubble in multiple choice questions on tests all year long. We need the kind of assessments that other countries have, which ask students to engage in science investigations, write critical essays, conduct research, so that we're really focusing what goes on in classrooms on the 21st century skills our children will really need.
Linda Darling Hammond, she's an education professor at Stanford University and an advisor to Senator Barack Obama. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, a public school success story in inner city Chicago. This is NPR News.